5. The First Aeroplanes. G.C. Thornley. The men who first tried to fly in heavier-than-air machines faced many difficulties, and one of the greatest was how to find a suitable engine. Steam engines are very heavy, but in spite of that, these men tried to use them in aeroplanes, because they had no petrol engines at that time. This is mentioned in the piece given below, taken from Power and Progress, 1950. Steam engines were the first to be tried in aeroplanes, but they were too heavy to be of any real use. One such machine, made in 1884, consisted of a large number of wings, one above the other, and was driven by a steam engine. It is said to have risen for a moment off the ground. Another rose, but fell and was damaged. It was not until the petrol engine, which is very light for the power it develops, was fitted to a machine that any real success was obtained. On December the 17th, 1903, Orville Wright, an American, flew safely in a heavier-than-air machine for 12 seconds. He and his brother Wilbur had made a lot of experiments and had taken immense trouble to study the art of flying in gliders before they attempted to fly their aeroplane. Orville came down safely after the first short flight, and on the same day the experiment was repeated 3 times. The longest of these flights covered a distance of 852 feet and lasted 59 seconds. The machine which was used had an engine developing only 16 horsepower, but the aeroplane reached a speed of 35 miles an hour. The two brothers continued their experiments after their first success, and in 1908 Wilbur gave some exhibitions of flying in France, which astonished all who saw them. The Wright brothers laid the foundation of modern flying. Soon others followed in their footsteps. Louis Blériot, a Frenchman, flew across the English Channel from Calais to Dover in 1909. Prizes were offered for flights from one place to another. Competition increased. The aeroplane improved more and more as its behavior became better understood. More powerful engines were developed. In 1919, Sir John Alcock and Sir Arthur Brown made the first flight across the Atlantic Ocean, and in the same year, an aeroplane flew from England to Australia. The age of air travel had arrived. What were the difficulties which the early pioneers had to overcome in making successful aeroplanes? One of them was to decide what general system ought to be used. Naturally, the first idea was to use wings, as birds do, and some men actually provided themselves with wings fastened to their arms, but they failed. It is an interesting fact that when men try to do the same things as nature does, they usually have to do them in a different way. Carriages, trains, and motor cars use wheels instead of legs. Aeroplanes have fixed wings, unlike those of birds. Boats are moved by oars or by the wind, and ships by paddle wheels or screws, though not one of these methods is used by any fish. In general, too, the wheel, a necessary part of most machines, never appears in nature. Thus, the decision to use a fixed wing was one that had to be made before any aeroplane could fly satisfactorily. Some of the early machines had a lot of wings of various sizes and in different positions. The number was soon reduced to a maximum of 3, one above the other. The machine with 3 wings, it looks like one with 3 pairs of wings, for a wing stretches right across the machine from side to side, was known as a triplane. It disappeared from the sky long ago. The biplane with 2 wings lasted longer, and could be seen fairly frequently up to the war of 1939, though it is now becoming a rarity. The monoplane is now the commonest type of aircraft. It has the advantage that it presents less resistance to the air than other types, and can therefore fly faster with the same power.